Connor. James Popoli, he's kindly popped into the studio. We work together. James works helping our guys, well, in the South Side anyway, come to terms with some of their tools when situations get hot. He's a local guy and he's grown up in and around the hood, so he's well positioned to do that, mate. But you'd know James's love of Wakaama. It's undeniable. He's been doing it most of his life now, and he's kindly popped in to reflect on tomorrow's Portage Crossing, which is iteration number 32, which is pretty amazing. Gee, you and I, we were fresh-faced yeah. young men when we first started with this one.
Yeah.
Mihi, and kia ora to all that focus you've had across the years. Tomorrow's going to be a special day. James, once again, down at the Mangere Bridge, foreshore, tēnā koe.
Yeah, tēnā koe, bro. Talofa lava. Yeah, for both of us, bro, you've been right from the start. So this is our journey, you know, and it's going to be special.
We've got, you're thinking of our friends over the years who've been and lost. Thank you. And it was remiss of me not to start by allowing you an opportunity to reflect on people we've loved ones who we've lost. Kōrero mai, if you'd like to, James.
Yeah, bro. There's so many, you know, my dad, Peter, Williams. There's just so many, eh, that started the journey in 92. Rua Cooper, you know, just so many. And it just hits you and you don't realise. But yeah, so let's focus on tomorrow, James. Bro.
Hey, mate, like, that's just been real, and the emotions come when you start thinking back of beautiful people who've crisscrossed your paths in life.
Yeah,
and that's same the same with Wakaama. Oh, well, this week, you know, thinking of the Fessel and Graham Everton, yeah. Others, of course.
Yeah,
with some sadness, but also with some great pride, because this kaupapa, when it started, James, and you were there right from the beginning, was to acknowledge the beautiful kōrero that exists right in our doorstep here in this moana, the upper reaches of the Manukau, and how it, such a thin strip of land allows us to traverse from east coast to west. It's still amazing when you think of it, and that's what this annual celebration is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Recreating history.
Recreating history and following the course that the Tainui Waka travelled. And imagine it would have been native bush and how they would have cut through that. It would have been a double hole waka with whānau from Rātia, Tahiti, coming here for the first time. You know, if you can just imagine what that would have been like. And we've got an opportunity just to retrace that and sort of have an idea of, in our hood, how a magical Māngere is. And that's what this regatta is all about. But so also emotional because our murmur.
No, yeah, all right, yeah. James.
The journey we've had with murmur, and then it's going to end.
Just to put that in context, the Manukau Urban Māori Authority, when James first approached him, gee, that was back in the day, I don't even know I was running the show 32 years ago, but James put a tunnel to them and said, hey, look, if we do this, will you support us? So it started off as a small kaupapa. It's never been a huge, big day out event, but for those who have been involved in it, you know, it's been very meaningful. So tomorrow is significant because the Manukau Urban Māori Authority have decided to share the love, so to speak, and so they're passing the modi of the event across to Waikato Tainui, who've always been there. Perhaps in the future we might see, you know, them celebrate it more as a people, or we, I should say, being from that hood. So, you know, nothing's lost here, but the transfer of the modi to help coordinate, organise, promote and celebrate the kaupapa. Is being passed across to a bigger organisation. We could have a bigger a bigger event as well. But it's been special, eh? And I suppose your relationship with Willie J, you guys were boyhood rivals.
Pretty much, bro. Yeah, so, you know, when I put it to Willie and them and back, it was around 2015 when they came on board, and it really just lifted the festival side. You know, from a little hoodie thing to something that's really, you know, growing. We've had some massive, you know, like Savage and John Rawls and, you know, just things you wouldn't imagine happening in that little hood in Māngere. So, you know, thank you, Willie. And then Wynne Osborne and Tania, they've all contributed to the Portage. And, you know, Tania was giving out the medals at the last one that we had, and the funding that she put into it, we're really grateful. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to Tainui coming on board. You know, maybe sometime I can just step aside and allow that to happen. You know, 32 years, I'm getting on. My kids are, it is in partnership with our trust, Portage Crossing Trust, and my children are on that, like Potor and Carlene and Jesse and Barry and Felina, their children are on it. So, you know, we've already paved the way for them to continue with this journey in partnership with Tainui. And Murmur will always be there. So, yeah, should be a good day tomorrow, bro.
And you've also encouraged even some of the kaimahi here, which I know has been very meaningful for them, to who never thought in their lives, some of our Sri Lankan bros, for instance, never thought in their lives they'd be on a wakaama here. But in order to do so, they had to learn part of the wakaama culture, had to learn part of the history of this area and of the crossing. And so tomorrow we'll see paddlers. There was never thousands of paddlers, but those willing to make the effort have been very much celebrated. And sometimes it's on single waka, as James is often on his own, to the big guys. And it's a big day tomorrow for the kaihoi, isn't it? They leave Okahu what time?
Yep, so they leave Okahu around 7:30. So we've got six men. There's going to be a good competition in the open men. There's five open men, and they're like Orake, you've got Waitakere, Tanifa. There's so many wakas joined this time, which is really, really awesome. We've got over 130 paddlers that'll be doing it tomorrow. So it's one of the bigger events for us in terms of the paddling side. And our staff here, we've got a double hole, and it's made up of the Henare whānau, which is Wendy Henare, and our Murmur staff. So we're joined up on that's Veronica's family, Wendy and the Henares, and her niece and their whānau, and joined up with Murmur staff. So we're going to do a double hole on a novice section. So that's going to be awesome. And there's four novice double holes, so we'll be racing for medals in that one. And, you know, all beginners, well, they are, with steerers or, you know, experience. So, yeah, it's going to be races within races, and it's just going to be an awesome day tomorrow.
Join us, eh? That's at the waterfront at Māngere Bridge. There's music, there's bouncy castles, and there's kai. But the main thing we're acknowledging tomorrow, 32 years of the Portage Crossing, is the majesty of the Tainui utilising that portage to get from the east side to the west side and eventually to Kawhia. And joining us on the program today, beautiful friend, James Papali'i. Paddle well tomorrow, mate, and looking forward.
Thank you, bro.
It's going to be a special, special day.
Yeah, bro.
Thanks for joining us.